Have you ever thought about that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? I did. I actually bought two homes in Albuquerque that I Airbnb'd, and it was just an amazing investment, honestly, because, you know, as you are accruing value in your property, you are also making money on the Airbnbs. It's amazing. So your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have. It's an award-winning tequila. It's infused with real juice, with real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. It's real. So you need like two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail. Hey, you know how I'm always trying to keep my house parties exciting? New cocktails? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
Okay.
All right, 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, right? Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila that's infused with juice from real fruits. You only need two to three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
Wait a minute. I think I know what brand you're talking about. You know why?
Yeah.
Because 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend. It's female founded.
That's right.
See?
Sounds
See
like
how I know? Something I can get behind.
I know. Well, there's a good story behind that for sure. Listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling rivalry.
No, no.
Sibling rivalry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling rivalry.
That's good. Oliver Hudson.
That is me. I'm Oliver Hudson.
Today we have something. I'm actually really excited about our guests today because this is an insane story.
It's an insane story, and it's going to be one of the most insane podcasts. As just a warning, trying to understand who is who and who's talking is going to be difficult, but we're going to figure it out.
Well,
and Kate will tell you why.
Well, today we have Brittany and Brianna Deanne. Well, we'll ask her to pronounce this.
Deanne.
Salyers. And Josh and Jeremy Salyers. Salyers. We're going to ask them to do this too, to pronounce their names. And they are twins, identical twins, married to identical twins.
Interesting.
Fascinating. I can't even wait to get into it. I think this is going to be really fun. But we're going to have to...
I don't know how we're going
to
do this.
I think we have to say their names. I think I have to be like,
how weird
oh,
is
Brittany,
that?
How did it feel? And you're going to be like, Brianna.
But I
and then I'm
even...
going to be like, Josh. And then you're going to be like, Jeremy.
I'm not going to know.
Also, it's Brittany and Brianna and Josh and Jeremy. Like, even the names. What were their parents thinking?
Let's just call them JBs. The J's and the B's. You know? I mean,
now we have to separate them because we want to know their stories. Anyway, I can't wait to get into this.
No, I know. And we'll talk about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's so interesting because the girls.
Their lives are parallel.
This
Let's
is what they
everything.
Wanted. They were looking to find this. They wanted to marry a set of identical twins.
I think that's what happens when sisters are like so close and they love each other so much, which I wouldn't know because I was only raised with all
boys. Well, you know what? Everyone's
going
to be all cheery about this union. I'm going to get into the nitty gritty as to like what the issues are. I want to know.
Well, let's see first if they're willing to share. They're here. Let's bring them on.
Hi!
This is so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
We are so excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
Kate, we wore yellow for you. Okay?
Yes.
And all of you too, but we got stopped when had to lose a guy in 10 days. came out and you were wearing your yellow boots on the cover, we got stopped everywhere we went. And people were like, your triplet is Kate Hudson. Oh, and we're like, we're going to meet her one day.
Oh, cute. Well, here we are. Maybe next time it will actually be in person, which would be even better. But it's so funny because I was just telling a story about how to lose a guy in 10 days because we put some lights on and then I start to get hot.
She sweats
a lot. And I sweat really easily. And so I started, of course, putting tissue under my armpits. And then it reminded me of the scene in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with Catherine Hahn when I take Matthew to therapy and I put the tissues under my arms, which was an ad lib for me. It was, I just did that because I didn't want to ruin my outfit. And so, and then it ended up in the movie. And so that's what we're just talking about.
Okay.
Well, we're getting inside.
So hold on. I want to set the scene up for a second. We got Brittany and Brianna, or Brianna, which one?
Brianna
and Brittany. Okay.
So let's set this up.
Yeah, set it up. Set it up.
You are identical twins, Brittany, Brianna. Brianna or Brianna?
Brianna.
Brianna. And then how do you pronounce your last name?
We're the Salyers twins. Salyers is our last name.
Salyers. Okay. So yes. Brittany and Brianna.
Yes.
Then you end up meeting and marrying Josh and Jeremy.
Got it.
Who are also identical twins.
You got it.
That's it. Yes. So the stage has been set.
Yes. So, ladies, where are you from? Where were you born and raised?
We were born in Florida, but we grew up primarily in Delaware.
And do you have other siblings?
We do. So we're the oldest of four, and we have two little brothers.
And they are not twins.
They are not twins.
Did you ever hear from your parents what it felt like when they knew that they were going to have identical twins? And did they know right away?
You know, they
were shocked.
They were shocked. They always thought it would be really cool to have identical twins, and they found out that we were coming. So they do not know what it's like to have only one child since we're the oldest. And our dad was in the Navy. He flew in the Navy, and he had, like, the story goes that he had some like big test or something the next day. And our mom like calls and tells him the news. I'm not just like pregnant with twins. And he was like, oh my gosh, he was up, you know, just like his world had just changed. And he like failed the exam and went to like the professor, the instructor, and they gave him another chance because they were like, oh my gosh.
They're like, this dude needs some.
Oh, really?
They're like, he needs a day.
They had some compassion, meaning like, holy shit, this guy's having twins. We need to retest him.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny. Especially like, I mean, I don't know the technology at the time. I'm sure they could tell they were identical as well, right?
They were having identical twins before we were born.
Isn't that wild? You know, one of my very, very close friends just had identical twins.
Who?
Ben, my friend Ben Schwerin.
Oh, Schwerin.
He had identical boys. And
we welcome them to the Twins and Multiples family.
Yay. They're our neighbors. And we were like, when we all found out, everyone was like, holy shit. And he was like in shock.
Oh, yeah.
It took more than a day.
Oh, yeah.
It took him like a couple months to recover from the fact that not only then he started thinking about, which I'm sure is what happens, like what happens if I don't know which one is which?
Mm-hmm.
And
he'll be able to do it.
I'm sure if there was some sort of tying a ribbon or a string. I think that's a common thing for the early babies because, you know, they all look very similar. But, you know, I think it's possible that a lot of twins have been mixed up at that stage.
Sure.
And, you know, just went along the rest of their lives as the other person.
It's true.
I have no doubt it's happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Can confirm.
So, Jeremy and Josh, where were you born and raised?
We were born in Knoxville, Tennessee. And from there, we moved to several places. Our dad was in the Air Force. So we went from Tennessee to Alaska to New York, Arizona, and then back to Tennessee to after retirement.
So both your parents were, both your fathers were in the military?
Yes.
Wow.
We also have two siblings. Only our two siblings are older.
Right.
We have an older brother and an older sister. So it was probably a little bit worse for our dad when he got the news. So the third one's coming, and now it's going to be a fourth. I'm sure that was traumatic. Well, that's how it was for me. When I think about it, you know, a lot of people thought maybe we would have twins, you know, twins married twins. Surely they're going to have a couple sets of twins. And
you know, that sounds awesome. But then once you have one and, you know, you've gone through that for a little bit, I'm like, wow, if we had four at once, that would just be, it would be wild. That'd be a lot.
Yeah. That is a lot. Now, growing up, did you feel like, when you were able to know that being an identical twin is a rarity, that it's a special thing, did you feel that when you would see people, like people's reaction to you? Do you always feel that, whoa, you know, quality of like walking through life when right. you're with each other?
You're like a celebrity at birth, basically, because people are like, oh my God, look.
I think you do. I think I know the feeling that you're talking about as far as like everybody kind of, oh, wow, look at this. Yeah, you feel that. It's kind of a full-time thing, yeah.
And sure. You guys just decided to double up on that by marrying identical twins.
Right. So it's just like more of what we, because people would ask us that, like, were you worried about the stairs now for the rest of your life when you go out? And it is magnified now, but I there was always something from when we were little. People would kind of, like Oliver said, it's celebrity on a smaller scale, especially when you're identical twins, because people stare, people ask invasive questions mm-hmm. that are just, you're used to. And people take pictures.
Right.
And so, yeah, that was definitely going on when we were little.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like with being identical twins, I realized from a really young age that it could make you instantly popular. And it could also do the opposite and make you instantly an outcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we rewind to people taking pictures? I need to understand, like, someone just randomly will go up to you and be like, can I take a picture of you?
Did you do a Southern accent?
I think it was because of Tennessee.
I enjoyed it.
I think I just heard Tennessee and I went right to like my Reese Witherspoon.
Right, I guess.
You know, I heard Knoxville and then my accent just went like this.
Yeah, I heard Russian. Can I take a picture of you? I don't know.
That's your Russian accent?
I don't know. It's a mix of many.
No, I think that's what happened. I just clicked into Nashville. So they just come up and they literally ask to take a picture and they just like, I wonder what they do with it.
Right, like there was no Facebook.
That's a great question. Here are twins.
Who do they show it to?
Well, to be totally straight up, if I was out to lunch and I saw you guys having lunch together, the four of you, and then like, you're like, kissing, and I'd be like, holy shit, babe, look, like...
I definitely understand, especially the four of us when we go out, people stare and what, like even taking pictures of the four of us together. I understand that totally because it's unusual, you know, you definitely don't see it very often. So it's understandable.
No, it's right. Because like if you guys walk all like holding hands and like you guys are holding hands of your, you know, spouses, anyone would look and be like, am I going crazy? Is someone playing a joke on me?
Go through their mind. They don't always verbalize it. Some people will ask, but some people you can tell they wonder, but they just won't ask.
Oh, you'll hear them talking about it amongst themselves. Yeah.
Right. You guys should.
That must give you so much pleasure just because I would go so far with this.
Oh, you guys should fuck with everyone and you guys hold hands and then you girls hold hands and just walk next to each other.
Just keep it real weird.
Let me ask a question though, because I guess there's a, I don't know if it's a choice, but obviously some identical twins will choose to sort of really be connected and coordinate clothes, lifestyles, everything. And some want to rail against it and individuate, you know. Did you guys, to all y'all, did you guys have a moment where that was a decision, or was it just, you just grew into each other in the way that you are?
A little bit of both. Absolutely went through stages where we hated being called the twins. We hated dressing alike. It wasn't really resented it, but I think resented maybe how other people were about identical twins. So we absolutely have gone through stages where we did not dress alike. I hacked my hair off. Oh gosh, it was so sad.
You did.
We were going to be different. I hacked my hair off. Then I'm like, you know, then I'm that twin, you know.
I frosted my tips at one point. He did, you know, where you pull it with the hook through the internet thing.
and it didn't go well. And so, yeah, that was me. I think it's a natural thing for probably most identical twins at some point in their life to kind of go through this struggle with that, you know,
or like experimenting with it, you know, to see, you know, what it's like.
I think it gets pushed on you to have your own identity. Like, oh, you should have your own identity. Well, we do have our own identities. We each have our own individual identities, you know, even though we're living together and, mm-hmm. you know, we all are this one cohesive unit. We are individuals.
But you choose to wear the same clothes. Is that is that what you do every day?
That was great. Yeah. Because I don't think clothes make you an individual. So we are no more or less identical twins if we're wearing the same thing or not wearing the same thing. And so I think we just kind of have fun with it. And
got
I think what a lot of people don't realize, like Oliver and Kate. So like Brittany and I, we always got into fights when we were young about clothes because, for example, we are getting ready to come meet you to today. And it was a big, you know, it's a big deal. So what do we wear? Well, one of us, we would both want to wear the yellow dress. Mm. We would both want to wear it. And one of us would get to wear it and would win. That means someone else lost for the day. Mm-hmm. And, right. And it caused problems. So it got to a point where it was like, let's just both wear the yellow dress.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Oh. And what about you guys? Like you're wearing the same Henley.
Which is easier.
Right. And I think it just makes it easier just getting ready if we're going out together yeah. or doing things together. Yeah. We never really argue about what we're going to wear. Neither one of us really care. And that's the problem sometimes. Neither one of us will want to just, you know, pick something. A lot of times it just happens naturally where we'll
definitely come out in the same stuff without talking about it. But yeah, you know, if we're getting dressed, you know, to go somewhere, yeah, we're usually going to wear the same thing.
Usually the first one that goes into the closet will grab the outfit for both people and just lay it out.
What if one of you has been like pumping iron? And you're all swole, and the other one's like, I've just let myself go. And you're like, dude, I cannot wear the muscle tee anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
We would compromise for that.
Yeah.
The trick is to not let it get to that point. We have to stop before we get there. But yeah, that's another kind of struggle, I guess, is trying to, you know, you don't want that to happen. You don't want one to live in the gym and the other one live on the couch. And then,
yeah, that's an interesting question, actually. I mean, do you guys motivate each other and push each other? I'm not talking about just with exercise, but just with health, with wellness, with mindfulness, yes, with
yeah,
all
definitely.
Of
that. Yeah, we have our own interests, you know. Like, so I think, you know, in each one of our research, he likes to do gardening and more about natural foods and stuff. So, you know, he can provide things that the rest of us can't. So we can each kind of contribute as far as like health and wellness mm-hmm. are concerned. Yeah, we definitely push each other to eat better, you know, and things like that. So
on a very deep level to go along with that, I think even subconsciously, we don't want to be without the other. I think we both want to stay healthy. We all four want to stay healthy for each other. You know,
mm-hmm. Right. And like the spouse protection factor, that's a real thing. You know, when you're people that are married tend to live longer because their spouse will push them to get checkups and you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. But twins have a tendency to live longer also, but they think it's because of that same factor, but it's mm-hmm. just your twin, you know, giving you that protection wow. factor because they're looking out for you basically.
Mm-hmm. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Ollie.
Yeah. So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and you throw a lot of parties.
Yeah.
Well, you don't really. I mean, you've got your core group of friends.
I do throw a lot of
you
parties.
You do throw a lot of parties.
I love a party.
You need a signature cocktail that's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's also actually nice to have a signature cocktail that's ready to go when you don't have a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just nice to have something in your fridge when you get home from work and you just want a drink.
This is true.
But you know why I like this brand mm-hmm. of tequila?
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Yes.
Female-founded.
Yes. I love a female-founded spirit because there aren't that many of us.
I know. And 21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easiest margaritas ever. They're smooth. They're fresh. They taste amazing. And they're not too sweet.
No.
I do not like sweet.
They're not overly sweet.
Yeah. And they're infused with real juice.
Yes.
I love women. I love supporting women. So
two sisters, one friend.
Listen, if you love tequila, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
It's a fun time of year because everybody's starting to gear up. You've got spring break happening soon. You've got summer happening soon. Everybody's thinking about their vacations. My number one source for where I might even go in the world, Airbnb. I've got spring break. I'm shooting. I only have 4 days. Where am I going to go? I go on Airbnb, and that usually is like, oh, there's a good house. I love that. Let's stay there. If you are someone who travels a lot or even has an empty room in your house, consider hosting on Airbnb. It's a lot easier than you might think, and it's also a great way to make some extra income. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
You both have this setup you have. Let's get into that a little bit because it's very enmeshed. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, you are very, not only are you both married to each other's siblings, identical, you know, twin siblings, but you live together.
Mm-hmm.
Your yes. children are 3 months apart.
Yes.
And I want to understand in more depth, like first of all, how did you meet?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I read about it.
And then we'll get into the living situation.
And I read about it. And the girls were like,
I would never want to live with Oliver. Let me just let's start with that. Like, it would drive me insane to live with Ollie and Aaron.
I mean, I don't think so. You'd have way more fun. She'd be laughing all the time from morning until night. And then I cut years off your life because laughter and joy is actually
benefiting. I have plenty of laughter and joy in my life. And I like my space, and I like things to be clean, and I don't like so much stuff.
We don't have much stuff now.
You got rid of all your stuff?
Yeah. Anyway, this isn't about us. Okay.
I just don't know if I can handle it.
You'll be fine.
But let's talk about how you guys met.
No, well, and I just want to say that I love
it.
No, we will, but I love that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I was, you know, obviously doing my research because I do research. And you guys wanted this. This is something you wanted,
you
right?
You sought it out.
We experienced relationships, you know, when we were growing up with singletons. And I guess, you know, through those experiences, we realized that if we were going to have marriage, it'd have to be with twins, and we knew that. Mm-hmm. The two of us, so it wasn't necessarily that we were like going out in the world actively seeking it.
Yeah.
But we knew that was gonna be the only way. Yes. We always lived together, worked together all through our whole life.
So we heard about a twins festival, and our mom has mentioned it several times throughout our life that they have this twins festival in Ohio every year. And I'm not sure what made us want to go finally check it out. But yeah, we went, and we're going to go find a set of twins to date and all that. But it was in the back of our minds.
Right. We knew that the potential was there.
Yeah.
That if we were going to find, it would be a good place to find them.
Describe the moment when you saw them. Who went up to whom? And then the whole decision-making process is like, well, they look the same, but I'm kind of feeling her.
Yeah, right? There's a lot of factors that have to be.
Yeah,
interesting.
How did this work out? Give me the whole rundown.
We saw them on the first day of the festival, the first gathering we went to. We saw them from across this gymnasium where everyone meets at the local high school. And you know, obviously we thought they were beautiful and wanted to talk to him, but there's so many people there. We couldn't really find the opportunity then. And so me and him were just like, well, we're just gonna go back to the hotel and hang out till the next thing. And so apparently at that time, the girls had already seen us, but weren't able to meet up then. So at that same time in the gym, apparently they saw us. So I'll let them tell you about what it was like for them.
So we're sitting in the gymnasium, the orientation at this annual twins festival, and we're sitting on the bleachers looking down at the sea of twins. There's just hundreds of sets of clones, you know, around. And I just all of a sudden spotted them, and I grabbed Brianna's wrist and I was like, oh my gosh. And she immediately, her eyes went to them too.
She was like, oh my gosh, she didn't have to finish the thought, right? Because I looked out, I knew exactly. I then see them too, Josh and Jeremy, and I know exactly what she's talking about, who she's talking about.
But hold on, let me stop you real quick, because usually you're looking at an individual or two people who are different, and you're almost picking one. You're making an unconscious judgment immediately. But did you look at them as an entity, so to speak, in that moment?
Yeah, that's what it's like.
At the first, when we first spotted them in the sea of twins. So when you're spotting a set of twins. Mm-hmm. Right. So at first I'd say yes. What an interesting way to think about that. Yes. Then when we got to talk for the first time, which was the last day of the festival.
Yeah, we didn't see them for the entire festival beyond that first day until the last night. There's this after party that they have at this hotel nearby. And me and Josh went and didn't see them there. And we're like, let's just go ahead and go back to the hotel. We'll pack up. We'll go home. We had to work the next day. So we were ready to go. So we were heading out of the hotel through the main lobby as the girls were coming into the hotel. So we were just the four of us, you know, alone in that spot. And we asked if we could get a picture with them, just hoping to get a picture at least. And then we started talking to each other, and we naturally split off in pairs at that time. You know, we just kind of gravitated toward one another.
Wow.
So yeah, it was a natural thing.
In a two conversations, and it just happened to be that they're the firstborn twins, and Brittany and I are the secondborn twins. Right. We're 5 minutes apart. They're also 5 minutes apart.
Wow. So that's kind of beautiful in a way, because it was almost this sort of unconscious sort of split off where it was like,
I think a lot of people wonder how that worked.
It was the group, you know, the four of us talking, and then it just broke into two conversations. So yeah, it's hard to say exactly at what point in the conversation that happened, but.
Right. And but then it did happen. And I think that's the first time we're interacting and talking is happening. Then it's individual. Then it was definitely Jeremy and Brianna over here, Brittany and Josh over there.
Mm. Yeah. Right. And so then how did you exit that moment? Like, did that continue into like, oh, let's have a drink, let's continue this night? Or was it like, did you exchange numbers? Like, then what? Was your first date all together? Like, what, how does this work?
What's crazy is they have the same phone number.
Yeah, that's right. So when we got back to Tennessee, we drove back, we got home, and Josh sent Brittany a message on Facebook or something, I think, and saying that we couldn't wait to see them next year at the festival. Mm. And Brittany said, why wait till next year? And so me and Josh drove to Virginia from Tennessee, because they were living in Virginia. We were in Tennessee at the time. So it was about like a 7-hour drive or so, and drove out there, and all four of us went on this double date together. And yeah, it was cool.
Isn't that awesome? When like guys will just like drive, they'll just do it. They'll just, like, get in the car and drive to see you and like make it happen all those hours.
Who made the first move first? Who like kissed who first?
Josh did.
Maybe by like an hour, right?
I remember that.
This sounds funny because we wouldn't do it like this when we were dating singletons, but like all four of us kind of like pile on to, you know, we went to Twin Lakes first. Well, we went to Twin Lakes, but I'm saying like when we got to the point of like the first kiss or like holding hands for the first time. So our first movie, all four of us are kind of there together, like watching our first movie, if I remember correctly. Right, guys?
Right.
And then it's like, then we're going off like each couple, but like the actual date and everything was together. But we found out that Josh did kiss Brittany, and then Jeremy did kiss me. And so
we beat them to it by just a little bit. We always think that Jeremy and I always joke like,
well, we were born first, and so the they kissed first.
That is so cute. So hold on. Real quick, I want to go back. Singleton. Is this what I am?
Yeah, yes, that's what you guys are. Singleton. I believe it still says it on your birth certificate under what your birth is categorized, singleton or twin.
Oh, wow.
I always thought I was just a simpleton.
No. Not derogatory.
Well, you are that. You are that too.
Wow, this is. I just learned something. I'm a singleton. That's cool.
Brothers and sisters, gotta love it.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Ollie.
Yeah. So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and you throw a lot of parties.
Yeah.
Well, you don't really. I mean, you've got your core group of friends.
I do throw a lot of
you
parties.
You do throw a lot of parties.
I love a party.
You need a signature cocktail that's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's also actually nice to have a signature cocktail that's ready to go when you don't have a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just nice to have something in your fridge and you get home from work and you just want a drink.
This is true.
But you know why I like this brand of tequila?
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Yes.
Female founded.
Yes. I love a female founded spirit because there aren't that many of us.
I know. And 21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easiest margaritas ever. They're smooth. They're fresh. They taste amazing. And they're not too sweet.
No.
I do not like sweet.
They're not overly sweet.
Yeah. And they're infused with real juice.
Yes. I love women. I love supporting women. So.
Two sisters, one friend.
Listen, if you love tequila, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
It's a fun time of year because everybody's starting to gear up. You've got spring break happening soon. You've got summer happening soon. Everybody's thinking about their vacations. My number one source for where I might even go in the world, Airbnb. I've got spring break. I'm shooting. I only have 4 days. Where am I going to go? I go on Airbnb and that usually is like, oh, there's a good house. I love that. Let's stay there. If you're someone who travels a lot or even has an empty room in your house, consider hosting on Airbnb. It's a lot easier than you might think, and it's also a great way to make some extra income. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
I'm trying to figure out, like, how do you walk through life being so, it would be like, you know, what happens when one couple gets in a fight and like, or like, was there a moment where maybe one couple was feeling it more in the beginning than another couple? And then like, did someone want to get married earlier than the other? Like, how does this
I guess because
how do you...
Right, because timing almost has to work out perfectly.
Meaning, yeah.
Oh, I want to get married. Are you asking? Are you going to ask her to marry you? Like yeah, yeah,
I am.
Well, I'm going to do it too. I'm like, okay, you know, or I'm not ready yet. You know, I mean, these are real human questions that have to sync up.
We knew that we were going to get married to them when we first met them. We actually told our mom that when we got back from that trip.
Yeah, we said that to each other on the way home. Told our mother that we found these twins, we were going to get married to them eventually. And yeah, then it was just about getting them to want to marry us after that.
And so that was the plan.
Was there ever any reservations between any of you guys? Meaning like, oh God, I know you're, and it was just so synergetic.
Yeah, it just, there wasn't, I don't recall having any kind of doubts.
No, the stars, it was just, the stars just aligned perfectly. I mean,
and the timing aligned, as you said, perfectly for all four of us, because, right, a lot of things do have to align, right? We all four have to be single, right? No one can be married, obviously. Mm-hmm. We have to want the same things and be ready. And thank heavens we were all on the same page.
Right. Yeah. So did you get married together?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so we did
a double
proposal.
So for the proposal, it was at Twin Lakes State Park where we had our first date. And we told the girls that they were doing a commercial for the wedding venue that they had there. So they had to wear like a gown or something they would wear to a wedding. Mm-hmm. And we wore a suit. And so we had Inside Edition was there to film it.
And they filmed a couple of fake scenes of us at the park. And then when we got to this pavilion, that we laid out some rose petals, and both of us dropped to one knee at the same time, asked at the same time, and they said yes at the same time.
Same,
so. Yes at the same, cool. time.
Same ring.
Same ring. Yep. Custom ring.
Same ring. Yep. Same ring.
Double infinity. Sign. It's both two infinities intertwined.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
But we got married 6 months after that at the festival where we met.
Yeah.
In the town square in front of all the other twins. Yeah, it was
awesome.
A
twin processional.
This feels
of,
like
19 sets.
Aren't there moments like even just hearing this, like, and I say this in the most loving way, where you're like, I'm feeling like there's too much twinning happening. Like, don't you have moments where you're like, I want something to be mine, like alone, you know, outside of the foursome, because, you know, you also work together, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd say we went through that a bit before we met them. So we went through fighting with each other. Usually it was over guys. We didn't like each other's boyfriends or.
Right. To be clear, we didn't fight because we wanted the same guy. We fought because we didn't like who they were dating, or there was some weird just. Yeah.
But right.
And part of it was that we were scared that the other one was going to ruin the twin dream for the two of us
all
right?
the time.
You're getting too serious. Now you'll blow our shot at finding, you know, identical twins. That can really happen. And to go back and forth with, you know, whoever it was, like, well, you're going to ruin it. And so we did a lot of fighting before we met them. We actually get along better now. Mm. But very true.
It also made our relationship stronger, the two of us. You know, we fought growing up and stuff too, like everybody, I guess. But yeah, since we met, I think, yeah, we were. It's just better for all of us. I think all of us are better twins now.
Yeah, well, I guess also you have someone who really truly understands what your entire childhood was like. And
yeah.
Also, I mean, I would assume that the connection, it's almost like, yeah, I might not get this right, but yeah,
this is gonna be interesting.
Yeah,
we're keeping this in no matter what, just so you know.
Well, it's like,
yeah,
let me
it.
Put it this way. It's like,
when don't you, change it.
I won't.
Okay.
When you have a child
as
a singleton and you have a child and you're married, once you have that child, it's like, you'll never love anything more than that child. And if that relationship doesn't work and you end up in another relationship, that person has to know that there's nothing that will ever come in between me and my son or my daughter. And right. I would think that when you come into the world with a twin, and especially an identical twin, that connection, that you basically came into the world with that. And if anything and anyone knows, like you're first and foremost, like, it's different for me with Oliver. Like, a man would come before Oliver.
Well, but then you're saying,
but if you were my identical twin and we had that like depth of connection, we came in the world together and we did. I mean,
so you're saying that identical twins have better, like, deeper, more meaningful relationships than singleton siblings.
I think maybe that. Well, it's more like
there's
a depth of like an identity, like an understanding, a really deep understanding. You go through everything together. This, you know, you go to school together. You're in the same grade together. You're going through puberty together. Like, everything you're doing is together. And then it's like, if some random guy or girl comes in and then kind of fucks with that relationship, then it's problematic for the one thing that matters to you most, which is your sibling.
Yeah.
Your identical twin.
Hey, very well said.
Yeah.
Very well said. I think that is absolutely right. And we've tried to kind of explain that to people who have the question. It's when we all became parents, of course it was new and everything, but I don't think we were new to the feeling that you just described. That is a feeling we have always had.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That you love this person. And also, I think I was probably more careful and safe, like, my whole life. You know, some people become parents and they stop, I don't
skydiving.
Know, doing, yeah, going skydiving and things. But we always had that because
right.
I had to live for my twin and vice versa. And Josh and Jeremy understand that and have that with each other.
That's
also.
Right. It's like, it's
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
it's like when you guys are going through something as sisters, I'm sure they give, I would assume that they have a deep understanding of the kind of space that you need to work out whatever it is that you're going through.
Yeah, if there's ever any arguments between, like, me and him are arguing or they're arguing, we know to basically just kind of stay out of it, more or less. It will work itself out, you know, on its own. You don't need to get involved in that, you know.
Yeah.
The twins normally have a good way to do that. I think good way to like make up after fighting and things like that.
Yeah. Normally you just carry on about your business and don't really say anything else about it. Yeah, you just
forget about it. Do you live in the same house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is also our business.
Oh, okay.
We have a wedding venue that we run together and we live on site here.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I see. Oh, cool.
Who has the better bedroom?
They're pretty equal.
Almost identical, but I think theirs is a little bit bigger.
I think you guys have the bigger one.
I think they got the big. Jeremy, you're so right.
I think they did.
But what about the bathroom?
We need to have our own bathroom.
They have a better bathroom also.
They do. Come on, you guys have to admit that. They have the better bathroom.
We have the bigger bathroom. I don't know if it's better. But yes, we are fortunate in that we live on site at this huge property. So we know that's, you know, we're going to share the ballroom. You know what I mean? There is space. We're not right on top of each other.
Right.
And I think that is helpful and important. We do get, although it's like this huge mansion and we'll all be like, you'll find us like all these rooms to go in and we'll all be kind of like right here in one little space half the time. So.
And how many kids do you have? Just the one each?
Yeah.
Each couple, you know, has one little boy and we raise them together. And I wanted to say, so I had heard Kate and Oliver that you had mentioned that like you maybe have different parenting styles and that you kind of take turns being like the fun uncle or whatever. And then there's like the, you know, Aunt Kate. And I thought that was so interesting because it made me think I'm like that with our other nieces and nephews, but with Brittany and Josh's child, I'm not looking to be the fun aunt. I'm another parent.
Mm. Yes.
And so it's like a different feeling. We're raising the babies together.
So
both are our genetic children, you know?
They're genetically more brothers than they are cousins.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Their DNA is like the same.
Right. So wait, so they have two moms and two dads, basically?
Yep.
Right. Genetically, yes.
I smell a sitcom.
me and Brianna's son, he has blonde hair like the girls, and their son Jed has dark hair like us. Oh. So it's like one of them and one of us.
I mean, they're basically going to be their brothers. I mean, they're literally. Oh, yeah.
And we raise them as brothers. When they refer to each other, they say, you know, my brother.
Do they call you both mom and both dad?
It's mommy and mommy and daddy and dodo.
So like Ami is for aunt mom,
right?
Mommy and Ami.
Got it.
And then,
so did they, how old are they, by the way?
So ours just barely turned three.
Okay.
And theirs is about to turn three.
Oh, great. So they're little. So as far as biology goes, they think of this as one big happy unit rather than like, that is my mother. Yeah. And that is my Amma.
Sometimes they'll say two daddies or two mommies. They'll acknowledge it.
This is on their own. Lucky.
Oh my God, I know. As long as everyone's on the same page. Imagine if everyone was not on the same page. It'd be complete chaos.
That's true.
You have to kind of all be.
You have to really have mommy, Ami meetings. Like you guys have to all like sit down, especially as they get older, because look, they're going to be very different. Even though they're, or maybe not.
Maybe not, I mean.
But
it's going to be interesting. Like,
so interesting.
It's not like we have a lot of examples of it either. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have anything to look at and say, that seems like a good way to do it. Because, I mean.
Let's project yourself into the future a little bit. You've got like a preteen. They're starting to act out a little bit. They're a little stinky and rough and crazy. Let's just say, maybe they won't be. We'll see. But like, who's going to be
the disciplinarian,
the more like tough mom?
And
we're going to have to be honest because they can't parent shop. That's going to be
we don't allow parent shopping.
So,
I'd say maybe Brianna would maybe be naturally ever so slightly more strict, but like in a Mary Poppins strict way.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I would be a touch more laid back, but I think it's pretty even, and we will make sure we're on the same page so there's no parent shopping.
Parent shopping meaning like, oh, you give me the
like
better.
Like, gonna go ask the other
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go ask permission.
Oh, yeah.
I like parent shopping. I never heard that
yeah,
term.
Yeah, I haven't heard
before.
It either. It's
I great. Love that term.
For which grown up is gonna give you the
oh,
best
my
answer.
God. I think that's almost just a primal thing that happened from when we yeah. early man was yeah. around. I mean, it's like, oh, dad said no. All of a sudden, you know, I'll hear Wilder be like, hey, mom, like, can I? I'm like, I just said no. You know? I mean,
Ronnie does that all the time. But Ronnie does that more. Ronnie goes in for the drama. Mm-hmm. She comes up to me crying. Daddy said, smart. I can't have this. Like, she goes in right away. It's not even an ask.
That's funny. Smart. So is there any, first of all, staying with the kids for a second, you know, is there any, do they not sometimes know who's who, or are we, it's just innate instinctual, they get it?
There's definitely occasions.
Yeah. They have been tricked before.
They have.
Right. Which is really funny. But they usually know. If they're tired or yeah. if like they see one of us from the side, they'll get confused. But they usually know who's Ami, who's Mommy, who's Daddy, who's Doda. Mm-hmm. And so they get so stunned with themselves. There's been a few times when they have mixed us up. It's like they think it's so funny, and they realize, like, I thought you were the other one.
Yeah.
So I have a traumatic experience I'm going to share with you. My mom was doing this movie called Protocol. And she had these sort of doubles, and the double, they look, they dress her and look exactly like her. You know what I mean? And yeah. I remember is because I was little, and I remember going up to my mother and having some sort of a emotional situation. And I like grabbed her, I'm like, mom. And this woman who looked just like my mom from behind, like turned towards me and looked down. He's like, yeah, or whatever, you know.
Oh my God,
well, she didn't
funny.
Sound like that. I don't know where that
it was. It was a man. No. No, but it was,
sure.
It was but I remember that moment because it was like shocking to me, you know what I mean?
Sure.
That I was sort of emoting to this person who then turned out not to be my mother. I still have trauma.
But Oliver gets trauma easily.
I do.
It just sort of, anything seems to be a traumatic experience.
I'm glad it happened to you. That would be shocking.
Do you guys, is there any pressure to always be together? You know what I mean? Like if you guys, look, life is long and relationships can be difficult. I know that you guys say relationships aren't work or shouldn't be work. For you guys,
right.
You know,
right.
Yeah.
You know, which is an interesting way to think about it. Like, I think relationships do take work, but not in a bad
they
way.
They do. I guess yeah. it's not fair to say that they don't take yeah. work, but
it shouldn't be. I mean, no, it's not miserable work. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
It is work, of course. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's happy work.
Right, right. No, it's good. It's just
saying the other piece is that we had. Look, we didn't meet till we had already hit 30 when we all met. We had all been dating singletons, you know? And so we had been through relationships where the twin thing was work. It was such work because I always felt pressure, honestly. It wasn't pressure to like be together. It was like pressure to not be with Brittany because maybe I was dating someone and some were understanding, but like maybe they didn't like that was my other half.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I almost felt like I had to sort of like, not pretend, but like appease them in the relationship. So I would feel like I couldn't be with my twin as much because mm-hmm. I needed to like be with them because they needed their right. other half.
So yeah. that they felt like they were a priority for you.
Yes. And it was such yeah. a
exhausting.
Issue. And so now it's like easier.
So I just as a side note, when you guys say singleton, I feel less than. It makes me feel like subhuman. Like I feel when you're like, and you're like, singletons, and like, I'm like, oh my God. Like I feel like,
that's why you're an outcast.
Yeah. I feel like an outcast. I feel bad about myself.
So, oh, hey. Well, we mean it in the nicest way possible. A non-twin,
regular humanoid. No, I like a singleton.
There's a word here that I want to
finish this real quick.
Yeah. Okay.
So just getting back to that, like, do you feel pressure to always be together? Meaning if one of you guys as a couple, it's like, oh my God, it's not working. I'm not saying that would ever happen. But again, relationships are funny.
I guess if I think about that happening, I would imagine that, yes, you would feel pressure to work it out. Mm. If you were having any kind of doubts, otherwise you would definitely, I would imagine I would feel pressure to work harder, I guess.
I think we feel pressure to get the other two back together. Yeah. If anyone's having that problem, the other two would get, we would parent trap ourselves and get the other two back together. Right. So I mean, we are two different marriages. If nothing's ever going to happen with Brian and Jeremy, but Josh and I would stay together and we would get them back together and then vice versa.
Do you guys,
it would be
your best.
Do you guys talk shit about it? Do you guys talk shit about each other? Like, I'm saying, do the girls get together and like, these fucking guys, God damn it. I'm sure.
There's so many dynamics. Sure. So once in a while we can get together and once in a while, right? It's like, gosh, and we're kind of like on the same team. And we know it's the same for them. We hear you guys in the garage once in a while when you're working on your jeans, guys. And then like the couples, like if Brianna has been awful that day or something, and I'll get in bed with Josh and be like, gosh, she's such a, you know, and then vice versa. And he won't get too involved. Like he'll be quietly supportive, but he doesn't get too involved between the fights. But, and then like there's this other third dynamic going on with like, we call it your twin-in-law, you know, like you're, then that is like another, like, it's a sibling.
Yes.
That's crazy.
So, where like Josh and I both know exactly what it's like to have Jeremy as a partner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And everybody has that.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, shit talking.
That's a little harsh.
But to your point, there is that understanding that you always have someone you can go to who will understand if you're struggling in a relationship with anyone else in the house.
Yeah, but are you ever in bed like talking candidly about sort of the other couple, just as you do as a married couple, and then be like, hey babe, don't say anything. Will you just not say anything? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's some of that. Yeah.
Yeah. All the normal things.
Good, honest discussion, you know, we'll call it good, honest discussions about stuff.
I know.
Maybe some venting about things.
Yeah. And it's helpful, you know, because you can get it out.
I actually found that to be one of the best things about our relationship in the beginning was finding someone that was understanding about those aspects of my life. You know, if I wanted to say something about him to her, you know, and she would understand because she's also has a twin. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the firstborn twins and the secondborn twins, they do each have their own tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some differences. So we can understand, you know, the things that we don't like about them. Mm-hmm. That makes
sense. Thank you, Jeremy.
Don't they say,
I love those things, but
aren't there some statistics about this? Like the first, like, how does that work? Like, there was some, like, one, there's always one twin that takes more nutrients.
I mean, from the
world. Interesting.
That's definitely possible. I would imagine that probably the firstborn twin probably does.
And then you get more of the sort of good bacteria. The first twin usually gets coming out more of the good bacteria. Like, there's something, and then... I mean, there's some statistics with this, with the first and second that are just like fascinating.
Do you guys think like you're more handsome than the other? Like, who do you like? You know what I mean? Are you like, I'm better looking?
No, we all think the other is like better looking. But here's the thing. We actually all despise when other people say one of you is the pretty. Who's the prettier twin? Oh, who's the more handsome twin? Oh, who's the stronger twin?
Hate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so weird.
We absolutely, it's very, it's awful. So always made us resent that person. Like if they thought they were getting close with like, oh, I'm going to compliment her. You're the whatever twin.
Oh yeah.
If
you
do that, it would make me the opposite.
Totally. That's obnoxious. But I think that secretly you guys are like, one of you is like, I think I'm a little better looking, like that you'll never reveal or say. I know I'm better looking than Kate, but I just say it. And that's why I wouldn't be a good twin, because I wouldn't be the best looking.
I think you are better looking. You're definitely, Oliver definitely has the best. Look, he needs that kind of confidence. He needs to know
this. It's all I have.
He needs to know how handsome he is, because it makes him feel better about everything else.
And maybe when we're 100 years old, we'll finally admit that. Somebody will say, yeah, I always thought I was better.
Our father always said, one of the things I remember, one of the few things I remember about our father and what he said was, Oliver, he goes, how's Oliver? I remember one time I ran into him in a supermarket. He goes, how's Ollie? Still handsome and charming? And I thought, that's Oliver's core issue, is that dad always just said, well, if all else fails, you're handsome and charming. Yeah. And then you got that. Yeah. So that's all Ollie's ever leaned on.
Yeah.
This is
yeah. Exactly.
I'm a physical touch person.
He is a physical touch.
You're a physical touch person. Well, big hug time. Him when you give him the compliment.
I do. I go like this.
She does.
I'm like, oh,
she
I
does.
Love you.
Hey, yeah. What are you? Yeah, what's
I'm
your,
like, a what? Quality time and words of affirmation
and gifts.
Okay. No, I'm really not. That's my last
no,
one.
No, gifts is not what shows love.
I liked gifts acts of service. Too.
Are you guys the same?
Yeah. Yeah, we're both words of affirmation and physical touch, and Josh, followed by service. And Josh and Jeremy, what are you guys?
I would say my top is quality time.
Mm-hmm. It is?
At least from those online tests I took.
Really?
I would agree that quality time is probably the most important thing.
Yeah,
as far as love languages go, you know.
Physical touch, words of affirmation, then quality time.
I like them all.
Yeah.
None of us are gifts. None of us are gifts. You guys are good at acts of service, though. Like, you guys are very helpful. Like, you guys.
I think that's my expression.
That's how I speak.
Yeah, that's how
speak
I express it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's very male.
Oh, Aaron, my wife, is acts of service. Like,
well, that's good.
It's crazy. If I do the dishes, she gets horny.
Oh, so she likes to see
that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, if I start doing things around the house and cleaning, like, you know, it's going to be a good night.
And I definitely don't get horny when Danny's doing the dishes.
Kate gets horny when she gets a gift.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Ollie.
Yeah, so, you know, because you have a ton of friends and you throw a lot of parties.
Yeah.
Well, you don't really. I mean, you've got your core group of friends.
I do throw a lot of
you
parties.
You do throw a lot of parties.
I love a party.
You need a signature cocktail that's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's also actually nice to have a signature cocktail that's ready to go when you don't have a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just nice to have something in your fridge and you get home from work and you just want a drink.
This is true.
But you know why I like this brand of tequila?
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Yes.
Female-founded.
Yes. I love a female-founded spirit because there aren't that many of us.
I know. And 21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easiest margaritas ever. They're smooth. They're fresh. They taste amazing. And they're not too sweet.
No.
I do not like sweet.
They're not overly sweet.
Yeah. And they're infused with real juice.
Yes. I love women. I love supporting women. So.
Two sisters. One friend.
Listen, if you love tequila, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
It's a fun time of year because everybody's starting to gear up. You've got spring break happening soon. You've got summer happening soon. Everybody's thinking about their vacations. My number one source for where I might even go in the world, Airbnb. I've got spring break. I'm shooting. I only have 4 days. Where am I going to go? I go on Airbnb and that usually is like, oh, there's a good house. I love that. Let's stay there. If you are someone who travels a lot or even has an empty room in your house, consider hosting on Airbnb. It's a lot easier than you might think. And it's also a great way to make some extra income. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin
at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Oh, one thing I wanted to ask about was this word quaternary. What is it? Quaternary.
Quaternary
marriage. So is there actually a term for this?
Yeah, yes. They made an actual term for twins marrying twins. Yeah, referred to as quaternary marriage.
Quaternary marriage. And so
let me be very clear that it's one of the set of twin married to one of the other set of twins. So it's two monogamous marriages.
Right.
That's a quaternary marriage.
And then, got it. And this is where there's only 300, right? 300 in the world?
That's right.
300 quaternary marriages.
Out of 8 billion people.
Well, I learned something new today. I've never known that word. I've never known that.
I've never known a singleton either.
And I know.
Yeah.
What are some misconceptions that the public might think about this relationship?
I think a lot of people wonder, like with us being separate in our relationships, not just four people in one relationship, if that makes sense. I think that people like to think that.
That it's like polyamorous, that you guys are just like.
I was going to guess that. Like, hey, you're like wife swap.
Now you're
you go to anything, I like the comments on everything.
Yeah.
it's constant that do you guys swap? Have you guys ever mistakenly
slept with the other person?
Right. That kind of thing.
Also the codependency thing that people think maybe that we're too dependent on each other, that we couldn't survive without one another, I guess.
Yeah.
That it's unhealthy to be so dependent on each other.
How do you feel about that?
I don't think that we are dependent on one another, but
we've chosen this lifestyle together. You know, it's not that I wouldn't be able to function without it.
Right.
It's just something that's what makes us happy. So
co-parenting and cohabitating like this is has a lot of benefits, you know.
We live very close to each other. I have to say there was a time when our kids were little that we really spent so much time helping each other. Mm-hmm. You especially for me, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's the best.
It is. It's great. And by the way, there's no right way to do anything. You know, if you're happy and you're not hurting anyone and everyone's healthy and growing up, you know, in the way that they should and the way that you guys want
them
to.
We made it easier. Our lives are much easier together than they would be if we were separated. Because we want to see each other a lot, of course. And we want our kids to see each other. So we would just be at one another's houses like you guys were. So it just makes more sense to just be together.
So great.
I think I totally agree. I think that if we got, you know, to age 80 and I was sitting there as an 80-year-old looking back at my life, I think I would feel a sense of such regret to have squandered this amazing, rare gift. Mm. She's almost always a gift, not always, but overall, it's such a rare gift. And so I think that there's something to sort of appreciating that and not squandering even a single day. And I think we'll get to the, you know, to 80 and look at each other and we'll feel like at least there's that.
Mm. I love that. It's a great ending.
This
I love you guys.
So fun.
You guys are awesome.
You really are. You this guys is really so are. Cool. So we usually end the podcast with our question, which is, what is one thing that you would love to emulate about your sister? And then what is one thing that you wish you could alleviate from her to make sort of optimize her life?
And then the same question for
and
you
the
guys.
Same question
this
for
is
you guys.
Awesome, actually, with the...
Mm-hmm. See?
That was good, Kay.
I knew.
I just didn't want to ask what their first kiss was.
And say your name before.
Yeah, because now
say your name and who you're talking about so that people can know who's talking.
Okay. I'm Brianna. And if I had to choose something that I especially admire about Brittany that I just sort of also exhibit myself. I think she has always been, even though I was first born, she is usually first socially. And so she'll kind of like lead like that. She's very glamorous. Like I noticed that. I think that she was like the first to like, I don't know, get us into like makeup when we were teenagers and that kind of a thing. And so I would say that kind of like you leading socially is something that I, cool. that I think I would attribute to you.
And then what would you alleviate a stressor or some sort of situation in her life that would make it better? And don't say her husband.
Yeah, in this situation for sure. maybe like the stress of like the world and like there's a lot of, we both sense like we both, because we're attorneys, like I know you have a really strong sense of like justice, and this if we can't, you know, we can't get that for people, and so you'll like have the weight of like the whole justice system on your shoulders, I feel like sometimes. So I would take that away if I could.
Great.
Perfect. Love it.
All right.
I think that I would, I'm Brittany, and I think that I would like Brianna's strength. The name Brianna actually means strong. And I think that overall, even though I could always beat her in chin-ups, I think overall, just emotionally, she is stronger. And I've always felt that. And so I would, I would like that for myself, because I admire that in Brianna. And then as far as taking away stress, we've dealt with some very stressful things with sociopaths and that situation. But I would take away also maybe some phobias, like just some fear, so that we could just relax a bit more.
Great.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
I love it.
They're so much closer than we are.
I know.
Sucks. You guys are so close as well.
It's a different thing.
Closeness. Yeah.
We have other siblings too, and we're very close with them. And it feels like we have a brother. He's just a year older than us.
And we love them just as much as.
Different dynamic, but siblings are so special no matter what.
So you're saying this is on us. So we could be close. We need to work at it harder. Is that.
I think that you just might not realize it, but we can see it. We can see it.
So we need to work at it harder. Is that.
You just don't realize.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that you just might not realize it, but we can see it. We can see it.
Oh, yeah. But your other siblings think that you guys love each other the most, for sure.
They feel very loved because they are babies, but just a different dynamic. Right. I mean, identical twin, it's just a different.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. What are your answers to this luscious question?
I'm Jeremy, and if there's something that I would emulate of Josh, it would be probably his temperament. I think that I'm a little more like hot-headed, or I'll react more just faster to react, or more aggressive in my reaction, I guess. So yeah, having a more even temperament, I think that I would like to emulate that. And something that I could take from him would be I think we both share this shyness and social awkwardness, in that we're self-conscious, maybe. I don't know what it is, but I think if I could take away his social anxiety, that I would do that, because it's a lot more fun in life if you can just be, you know, open and relaxed when you're talking to people.
Yeah. Great.
Well, I think that he does a good job of kind of keeping things in order, like all of our, you know, finances and things like that. And, you know, there's bills all over the place and things like that. I think he does a good job keeping up with all that, make sure that that's kept up with. I think I would like to emulate that more. And I guess, rather than maybe taking something away, maybe give a little bit more patience, I think, would affect temperament, you know? So
yeah,
it's kind of taking away, giving, I don't know, call it whatever you want.
Taking away my impatience.
I love it.
So basically you're nuts. You lose your mind.
You're the wild one.
I fly off the handle.
He flies off the handle.
This has been wonderful. Thank you for joining us. And sharing with us. This is such an amazing story. And, you know, this has been so much fun.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you both so much. Thank you.
All right.
Have a nice night. Thank you so much.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.